This is called the ministerial priesthood. The ministerial priesthood is therefore necessary for the community to exist as church. There is no church. Zero. There is no church except for the priesthood instituted by Jesus Christ. The ordained priesthood must not be thought of as existing posterior to, that is, after the ecclesial community, as if the church could be imagined as already established without the priesthood. There is no Catholic Church without the priesthood. Zero does not exist. Indeed, for a community to lack a priest, for a community to lack a priest, it would be deprived of the exercise and sacramental action of Christ. Without a priest, therefore, a group of people would be deprived of a priest of the exercise and sacramental action of Christ. Christ now acts through the priesthood. And, sisters, when we say, as we do, that all the grace comes from Christ to the church, to the faithful, three prepositions, from, through, and to, from Christ to the church, to the people. When we say to the church, we mean the church, which is a priestly church. In other words, no church exists unless within that church there are priests and bishops. The hand, so sacramental, after Christ, the head and pastor, which are essential for the very life of every ecclesial community. So Christ's actions, his exercise, authority to teach and govern, and his exercise of giving grace to the sacraments depends on the priesthood. Next paragraph. Thus, the ordained priesthood is absolutely irreplaceable. Absolutely irreplaceable. And sisters, I think I should say this. Whatever you sisters do, may I urge you, beg you, to find and encourage and promote vocations to the priesthood. I wouldn't be a priest today, this is absolutely certain, except for the sisters who taught me in grammar school. I'll never forget her name, Sister Gorgonia. Unusual name. Once you hear it, you never forget. Sister Gorgonia. She was the one, how many times she scolded me
In
fifth grade, she was the one. I don't know what I was doing, but she stopped class. Actually, I was sitting in the back of the room. And she said, "Johnny, that's me. Stop showing off." I don't know what I was doing. She told me to stop showing off. She was convinced, she told me, when she had me in fourth grade in grammar school, and I had a vocation to the priesthood. I didn't think so. She thought so. Well, she told me she prayed to grammar school. Nothing happened. Then high school. Nothing happened. Then university. Nothing happened. But she said, "I never gave up." And she won. Sisters. And keep your eyes open. Am I making sense, sisters? Keep your eyes open. Find a boy, no matter how young he is. Think he's got a vocation? Tell him. And when you tell him, "I think you have a vocation as a priesthood," he asks, "What's a vocation?" You spell it out for him. Back to the document. The ordained priesthood is absolutely irreplaceable. As an immediate consequence of this, what then is the first and immediate consequence? There is a necessity for a continuing, zealous, and well-organized pastoral promotion of vocations. You hear the Holy See and the Holy Father for a continuing, zealous, and well-organized pastoral promotion of vocations so as to provide the church with those ministers which she needs, and to ensure a proper seminary training for those preparing for the sacrament of holy orders. I think I told you, in the United States, we have lost, since Vatican II, we have lost 90% of our seminaries. Most of our American seminaries have closed down. We're getting very few vocations to the Jesuit order in the United States. And even the seminaries that exist. Some time ago, one of my business trips to Rome, Holy Father's secretary asked me, "Do you know the names of good Catholic seminaries in the United States?" So I identified St. Joseph Seminary in New York, in Emmitsburg, Maryland, in Philadelphia, and in Connecticut, Holy Apostle Seminary. There are a few others. And the secretary told me, "Thanks, we know about those. Would you keep your eyes open and let us know, because people ask us." In other words, we need priests. But, dear sisters, we need good priests, and we need priests and hear it, who understand their faith, who have the true faith and understand it.